Second feature coming up in a minute, but first we have news that disabled people across the world will benefit from equipment donations from a housing association, and a former Norwich City player takes holy orders. But we start with news of a special celebration by the Benjamin Foundation.
They open up their doors and share their homes with young people in need. And now the hosts who take part in a Heart and Home host scheme have been thanked at a special celebration. The scheme, run by the Benjamin Foundation, sees 16 to 18-year-olds who are leaving care stay with volunteers in a step towards their own independence. Host families, as well as some young people who have benefited from the Heart and Home, came together for a barbecue at Thorpe St Andrews Football Club on Saturday. While burgers were grilled, youngsters and adults had a kick around on the pitch, while others gathered to chat and share their experiences with the scheme. Matt Garrod, the Foundation's Director of Operations, said, "Today is an opportunity for us to say thank you for the fantastic job the hosts do for us in both Norfolk and Suffolk. Heart and Home is the next step along from fostering, and it helps young people to develop their independence. They get help to improve their budgeting, cooking, and so on, and make that next step towards adulthood. Sue Jones, who lives in Norwich City Centre, has been hosting young people for about 6 years. Mrs. Jones said she would highly recommend the scheme and said she benefited as much as the young people. She said, I live on my own, so I get to have company, and because they're young, they keep me young. Ella Gibbs, 19, who lives in Sprowston, is one of about 10 young people who have stayed with Mrs. Jones as part of the scheme over the years. Miss Gibbs said that she loved the experience and she was still good friends with her former host. She said, cooking, shopping, decorating, we used to do everything together. And the Benjamin Foundation is teaming up with Norwich Evening News and its publications for its annual sleep-out event in Norwich. Volunteers will brave a cold November night to sleep outdoors in the grounds of Onchet Prospect House in Rowan Road to raise money and awareness of the plight of people who are homeless.
He's perhaps better known to Norwich City supporters as someone who formed a key part of the Canaries' midfield for more than 100 matches after joining from Manchester United. But now former Norwich player Philip Mulryne has reached the heights of a very different career. In a celebration of Mass in St Saviour's Church, Dominican Street, Dublin, Father Mulryne was ordained as a priest for the Dominican Order by His Grace Archbishop Joseph Augustine de Noyer, O.P. Archbishop Augustine de Noyer is Assistant Secretary at the Congregation of the Doctrine of the Faith and travelled from Rome for the special ceremony on Saturday, July the 8th. Father Mulryne was born in Belfast, and while playing for his parish soccer team, St Oliver Plunkett's, he was spotted by a scout for Manchester United. He impressed when he went for a trial with the club, aged 14, and signed a schoolboy contract for 2 years. He joined manager Alex Ferguson's side in 1994 as a full-time professional on a four-year contract after finishing secondary school. He made his debut in 1997 against Ipswich Town, and alongside the likes of David Beckham, Ryan Giggs and Eric Cantona, he was unable to secure a regular place in the side, and he was transferred to the Canaries in 1999. Over the next 6 years, he scored 18 goals for the Carrow Road side, while also earning 27 caps for Northern Ireland, scoring 3 goals since his debut for the national side in 1997. In the 2001-02 season, he was a member of the Norwich team that reached the final of the Division 1 playoffs against Birmingham City in Cardiff, but the Canaries lost on penalties.
Disabled people across the developing world will become more mobile thanks to a donation from a Norwich Housing Association. Norwich Housing Society, a provider of affordable accommodation for elderly people, has donated a number of used wheelchairs, walking frames and mobility aids to charity. PhysioNet is a charity which refurbishes and recycles mobility items and sends them to developing countries. The association is urging other housing providers to donate any used and unwanted mobility aids to the charity. The NHS is unable to reuse wheelchairs, walking frames, and other items, and this means that in many cases they end up thrown into landfills, said Mike Allen, chief executive of the Norwich Housing Society. We had accumulated a quantity of these items and were unwilling to throw them away. So when we heard of the work that PhysioNet does, we jumped at the chance to donate them and see them reused by people who really need them. It's such a good idea. We hope that other housing providers will follow our lead and donate their unwanted mobility aids to the charity. PhysioNet cleans and refurbishes wheelchairs, crutches, walking frames, and other mobility aids and sends them to developing countries in Africa and Asia and Eastern Europe to be used by both adults and children. The charity works with HM Prison Service, with inmates working to refurbish items. The charity sends equipment overseas once a month, and in June it received a Queen's Award for voluntary service.